leaders agreed Sunday to provide major resources to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's massive explosion in Beirut that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. But they gave no figure of how much money they would send. The leaders met by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron said the assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. The world powers insisted on transparency in how the aid is spent, as many Lebanese view the government as corrupt. The world leaders are also concerned about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. The world leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump, called for an impartial, credible, and independent inquiry into the blast. Some Lebanese citizens have called for a revolt to overthrow their political leaders. The White House said Trump called for calm in Lebanon and acknowledged the legitimate calls of peaceful protesters for transparency, reform, and accountability. In addition to the pledge of new assistance, the U.S. has sent emergency food, water, and medical supplies to Lebanon. Washington has pledged more than $17 million in disaster aid for the country. The massive explosion of a warehouse full of ammonium nitrate left some 250,000 people homeless. The rebuilding of Beirut could cost billions of dollars. The United States has passed the 5 million mark in terms of numbers of coronavirus cases. That's more than any other nation. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation has released a model predicting nearly 300,000 more deaths by December 1st, if 300,000 deaths total by December 1st, rather, if Americans don't start wearing